We're talking about family. So let's feature a song about family. Now, let me give you a heads up. This song will be focusing on sisters, but I like the energy in it. I like the happiness of it. So just kind of insert everyone else in your family. If it's just all ladies, cool. If you got a mix of male and female, go ahead and insert both into the family picture here as we talk about, sing about, think about family. Speaking of family, when y'all did play your board games, how many of y'all used to cheat? Yeah, I think a lot of family members enjoyed the cheating. That's probably the most fun part of the game for them. It irritated everybody else, but you got to have your cheaters, your game cheaters. And you know, the thing is, everybody at the table, a lot of folks at the table, would know that person had cheated. And they declared did not cheat. No, I didn't, you know. It's kind of hard to find honest cheaters, right? Yeah, they cheated. They weren't about to admit they cheated. Yeah, so all right. So okay, I'm watching you. I'm watching you. Oh yeah, some people get upset. All right, let's chill, y'all. It ain't the end of the world. It ain't cool, but it ain't the end of the world either. Sometimes it would just be plain funny. All right, so we are letting WebMD help us come up with some ways to really just strengthen our ties as family. You know, a lot of it's going to have to do with making sure that we forgive each other for our trespasses. So, and I mean truly forgive each other, not just talk through the motions and say we forgive them, but truly forgive so love can flow, so the fun can flow. All right, so we're going to take a look at playing games. How about this? How about really being creative? Yep, just being creative, thinking about, okay, what else can we do? Not that what we're doing is boring. We're not tired of it. This stays on the table. We're going to keep doing this and this and this and that and that. What else can we do, though? How about something that has to do with artistry? Yeah, art. Maybe covering the kitchen floor with layers of newspapers and paint pictures right on the papers. Or make mini sculptures with clay. I tell you, art for me was the most frustrating class because it seemed like it would be so easy. And it was probably my hardest class. I don't know why, but I could not make stuff turn out right. Something would happen, you know, every now and then, I don't know how, but every now and then something would happen. And the art that I would do would turn out like a masterpiece. I remember when I was in the fourth grade, I was at W.S. Hornsby Elementary School when it was still on Laney Walker Boulevard Extension. And some of my classmates just amazed me. For whatever the reason, they really wouldn't focus on their schoolwork and getting that done. No telling what kind of drama they dealt with at home, because I did notice that a lot of times quite a few of them looked kind of sad, quite a bit. But they wouldn't really focus on their academics. But one day, I was watching while we had some free time in class. I was watching some of my classmates talking about some drawings that they were doing. And they were so captivated by their drawings. I said, man, let me get up and go look at this, see what they're doing. So I went over there and looked. They were drawing some pictures of some of America's historic figures. I don't remember who. Ben Franklin, George Washington. I don't remember exactly who, but in that era. Some of our historic figures. I couldn't believe how good their drawings were. It was amazing. Some of them, most of them, if I'm not mistaken, were looking at pictures that were in books, in our textbooks, and drawing based on what they were looking at in the textbooks. I couldn't believe it. It was amazing. And I was asking them, how do you do that? They said, you can do that. I knew from my prior experience, even though I was only in the fourth grade, I had had art classes before, and my stuff was pretty bad. It was so bad, it made me mad. I got to the point, it seemed like every year when it was time to start going and moving into art, I'd get excited. Okay, this year is going to be better than last year. I'm going to do this stuff. I'm going to really, really pay attention to the teacher. I'm going to ask questions when I need to. This time it's going to, I remember our teacher taught us how to do paper mache. How many of y'all remember paper maches? And you use that paper and that water and that glue and whatever else you were using to fashion something, an animal or something. We were fashioning animals. But when I got finished with mine, you couldn't tell what it was. You didn't even know if it was an animal. I didn't know if it was an animal. And I made it. It looked terrible. And that year, I was through. I didn't want anything else to do with artwork. I knew more art classes were going to come up. I was going to have to do it. But I had my mind made up. I wasn't getting excited no more. I wasn't getting excited no more. Not about art. So when my fourth grade classmates told me I could draw those drawings too, I thought, oh, no, I can't. They explained to me how to do it. Long and the short, my mother, who knew some of my previous artwork, had a chance to see her son's artwork. When I took some of those drawings of some of those historic figures home, and I said, Mom, she was in the kitchen cooking dinner. I said, Mom, let me show you what I did at school today. I showed her those pictures. She said, you didn't do that. Yes, I did. No, boy, didn't I tell y'all, teach y'all not to lie? You didn't. Mom, I drew this. I said, okay, I'll prove it to you. I'm going to sit one right here, and I'm going to look at this one. And while I'm looking at this one, right here in the kitchen with you, I'm going to draw it again. She said, okay, let's see. I sat down, I put that one picture to my right side, because I write with my left hand, I draw with my left hand, unless I'm using chalk, then I write with my right hand. Isn't that interesting? So I put my paper on the left side, and I got that pencil, I looked at that picture, and within a few minutes, this is the thing that amazed me too, the more I drew it, the faster I got, and the better it got. I couldn't understand that. I was drawing it faster and faster, and each drawing was better than the one before. I don't understand. To this day, I don't understand. But I do know I finished that drawing in a few minutes. I said, okay, Mom, here's your second drawing. She looked at it, and she said, you didn't draw that. Mom, I sat right here and drew it while you were in the kitchen with me. You never left. And so she looked, and she saw that there were no other papers. No other papers. She saw one paper with a drawing, one paper with nothing on it, just blank. Now, all of a sudden, she's seeing two papers with drawings. She said, you did draw that. And she looked at it more closely, and then she looked at the other one. And my mother said, so this wasn't just my opinion. My mother said, the one that you just finished drawing looks better than the other one that you drew. How did you do that? I don't know. I did it again. Ladies and gentlemen, this next drawing looked better than the first one she saw. I don't understand it. I didn't understand it then. I don't understand it now. But let me tell you what else happened. I think it was several days or several weeks later. I decided, hey, you know what? Maybe I've gotten the hang of this art thing now. Maybe I've turned the corner. Maybe things are going to work out for me in art class, because we weren't doing this for art class. Like I said, they were just doing this on their free time when they were drawing and showed me how to do it. So I said, well, maybe the next time I take art, things will go well. So I sat down at home. I think I was at home. Or was I think I was at home and not at school. I tried to draw some of those historic figures again. It looked like somebody 2 or 3 years old trying to draw that historical figure. I was crushed. And I mean, it's been gone ever since. About 20 years later, no, About 30 years later, I was working on a drawing that had nothing to do with any of that. It turned out beautiful. Can't repeat it. I don't know what's going on. What is this? But don't let my saga discourage you, because you all probably have some artists in your home. So y'all get y'all some artwork. Who knows? You may want to get some, what do you call it, watercolor? Maybe even some serious canvassing. I'm not saying try to become serious painters. I mean, just get your canvas boards with your easels and maybe agree to work on a painting together. Maybe take a picture, say, of a sunrise or a sunset, something like that, with some trees and a lake or whatever in the background. And each of you paint one element of that photo. One of you paint the sun. Someone paint a few trees. Someone paint the lake. Just a number of ways. Wow, what a great way to have some relaxing fun as family. Wow.